from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. For all you guys that love meditation, tonight we are going to do another meditation. Why, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. First, let me say thank you to Hydrame Skin Nutrition. You can find them at www.hydrame.com. That's HYDRAME.com. And they make wonderful, organic, all-natural skin nutrition. And if you haven't tried it yet, please do. They're wonderful folks. They're very caring. And this is stuff you can slather all over the place, and your skin will just suck it up. And it's pretty neat stuff. So tonight, what we're going to do is, something a little bit quiet. You know, sometimes we get a little wild with some of the stuff that's going on. Sometimes I rant and rave. And tonight, it's basically just going to be about healing ourselves and assisting ourselves in all this stuff that's going on, you know, getting to the next step. Everybody's talking about the next step, but nobody seems to know how to get there other than to stay in love. Okay, so how do you do that? We've talked about that several times before. But tonight I want to talk to you about using your third eye chakra to do that. So it's going to be a little bit different because not too many people really talk about that. They talk about the third eye chakra as being, you know, your psychic center. Really what it is, it's the seat of your manifestation. That seat, as in chair that you sit on. And so I wanted to get into that a little bit. And if anybody has any questions, the first half is going to be basically a discussion about third eye chakra. And then the second half is going to be the meditation for increased manifestation and for really, you know, kind of bumping up your powers to do that. The call-in numbers are toll-free 888-228-4494. And again, that's 888-228-4494 for the U.S. and Canada. And direct numbers are 530-776-5144. And 530-776-5154. Those numbers again, 530-776-5144 or 530-776-5154. So if you have any questions or comments during this, please do go ahead and call on in, and we'll get you on the radio, or you can go on the fast chat and put your comments there, and I'll be happy to read them to the radio audience and get them answered for you. Okay, so if you're a newbie and you don't know anything about the chakra system, let's start with that. The chakras are basically seen as spinning wheels or vortexes. You have a front chakra and a back chakra, which, by the way, a lot of people don't know about. But you do. They come in pair, so you have front, back. Okay? What you want to do with your chakras, because they are the centers of energy for everything that you're doing in this physical dimension and in the other dimensions, kind of like your connection, you know, gives you the energies coming from the higher dimensions and brings it into your body and allows you to be manifest here on Earth in the third dimension. So you have seven generally recognized chakras, big chakras. So you have the base chakra, which is really at the base of your spine. You have the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, which is kind of between your belly button and your pubis. You have the solar plexus chakra, which is like where you get your gut feelings, you know, between the belly button and the ribs. And then you have your heart chakra, which is the fulcrum point of the chakra system. Then you have your throat chakra. Then your third eye chakra, which is actually connected to the pineal gland in the center of your head. And then you have the crown chakra. So what you want to do with these, you want to keep them spinning in the correct direction, which could be clockwise, counterclockwise, or some strange mixture thereof, depending on where you're originally from. And that means off-world, okay, or other dimension. So what you want to do is you want to keep your health with these chakras. Now, as someone who has had my chakras ripped apart, to the point where there was no reason for me to be walking around on this planet alive because my energy systems were completely disconnected, I can tell you that while you don't absolutely need them to stay alive on the planet, you can do it by sheer power of will, which is what I've done. It does make life a little bit easier if they all work. Okay? So that's why you go to a healer to get these things done. And they can be ripped apart in a lot of different manners. A shock can do it. Attacks from other dimensions. And, you know, we're in this fight of good and evil. Okay? Black and white, hot and cold, tall and short, lean and fat. You know, you name it. If it's got an opposite, that's what we're in the middle of. Okay? That's the game. So don't get all tweaked out about it. But basically, when you engage in these things, whether you're engaging them for your entire life or whether it's just a happenstance, damage can happen to these energy systems of your body. The one that we really need right now, besides the heart, we need all the higher chakras, by the way, right now, desperately. But the one that we really need in order to manifest is your third eye chakra. Now, if you gather your emotions with it from your heart and you send that energy up, this is what we do with the quantum vortex, then you will actually feel it moving up, feel it moving through your throat chakra, and then feel it go out of your third eye out into the universe. It's gone for a few seconds and then it comes back and goes all the way down through your whole body and like lights up your whole body, because it's bringing back the frequency that you've asked for. So you can kind of see that, you know, there's different things besides just your health. We're using the chakras in order to create. We are creators. No matter what system of religion you believe in or whether you don't believe in it at all, you have to believe that we are creators because it's obvious. We do it all the time. We're constantly creating and destroying. And by the way, destruction is part of creation. But it should be balanced. Unfortunately, we've had too much destruction of late. And it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be balanced. You know, there's times when you tear down, there's times when you build up. Remember that song that was popular back when I was growing up in the 60s? You know, every season, turn, turn. Go back and look at those lyrics. Kind of applies, you know, with what we're going on with now. Okay, so the third eye chakra is connected directly to your pineal gland. It's an energetic connection. Now, one of the problems that we've had recently is a lot of people have atrophied pineal glands. It's a little teeny tiny gland in the very center of your head. And most occult practices will talk about how you lift your tongue up and you press against the roof of the hard palate. So up against the roof of your mouth, slightly behind your front teeth, your two front teeth. And so there's kind of like a ridge there, you know, before it goes up all the way. And so you press there, and then you kind of seat your teeth, you know, so that they, you know, they all fit together. And then you do your oming, you do your meditation and things like that. There's other things you can do, too. There's different mudras that you can do with your hand positions. You can put your feet together. You can put your feet in lotus position. You know, it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But the scope of that is far beyond this show or me for the time being. So I just want to talk to you about what you can do to increase your energy in this life and to bring yourself into greater alignment with the truth of who you are, which is what we call the higher self. or the Christians would call that the Father. It's actually Father, Mother, but, you know, Father is the creative portion usually. So we're looking at really becoming more of who we are. That's what it's all about. So by using the third eye chakra properly, you can actually bring all kinds of things manifest in your life. Now, as I was thinking about what I wanted to do in this chakra series, one of the things I really was concerned about is the shortness of time before we are in the peak point of the leap, the quantum leap. And they're saying it's going to be December 12, 2012. Okay, that's like the fulcrum point. That's the center point. What it really is it's about, are you ready to move up to the next level of existence? That may or may not be with physical body. I don't know. I think it depends on, you know, how far you can leap. Obviously, if you leap beyond the third dimension, you're not going to have a third dimensional body. You could have a fourth dimensional one, which is your dream body. You could have a fifth dimensional one, which would be more etheric. Or anything beyond that is going to be etheric or energy. You know, you're not necessarily going to see it as a physical body with the same density that we have here on Earth. So then the question becomes, okay, what does this have to do with your third eye? Remember how I keep telling you guys, we could have paradise here in an instant if we would just believe it and just decide that that's the only thing that we're going to accept. And my big worry is all this fear-mongering that's going on. And I've watched now as they've done their best to collapse the American dollar and thereby, you know, pretty much everything in the world. It's all done on fear. The stuff is not real. And at the same time, I see that it's really necessary because it's making people come together in communities. And what the beings that are helper beings on the other side have been saying to us for a while now is you will either come together in cooperation and harmony and love, or we will make something happen that will make you do that. Now, I don't like it when somebody says that because I know what that means, okay? It means death, destruction, horrible cataclysms, and things like that. And I would just as soon avoid all that stuff, you know? So I'm asking you all to join me in really utilizing the gifts that we have, that all of us have. Okay, nobody is without these gifts. We all have chakras. We all have fathers in heaven, or whatever you want to call them, higher self, you know, your piece of the source, whatever. We're all connected. It can't ever be anything but that. We are always connected. And that's what the quantum vortex thing was all about. You know, when I traveled around the country, it was about helping people remember that we are connected. We are all one. So that can never be screwed up, okay? You can forget it, but you're still connected. Even if you've forgotten, you can't be unconnected. So if you would start with that basis and realize that anything that you're trying to do spiritually is going to be much easier if you start from that base of connection. And if you're not familiar with these concepts, then let me suggest that you think about your body. The body has trillions of cells in it. Each cell is an individual, and yet they work completely together, except for cancer cells. But cancer cells are not supposed to be. So what you have is trillions of cells all working in harmony. And like if you look in nature, if you look at flocks of birds and schools of fish and herds of cattle or elephants or whatever, they all turn at the same instant as if they had one mind. That's because they haven't forgotten their connections. It's only humans that have forgotten that stuff. Everything else knows it's connected, even the inanimate objects that you have. This is why you don't go kick your car, okay, or slam your computer or things like that, because everything has consciousness. How much consciousness and how quickly it thinks depends upon what it is. You know, a rock moves very slowly, very, 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 very slowly, whereas a hummingbird moves extremely quickly. And humans move pretty quick. So it all depends, but everything has consciousness. And, you know, I think I've spoken before about the little prayer that I do when I eat my food. I always bless my food. I give thanks for it, for the nurturing that it gives me. I thank the nature kingdoms that have brought that food to me. And if it's an animal that I'm eating, I ask for blessings for them. And if someone has given me the meal, then I ask that they be blessed too. So, you know, the simple act of doing that takes, I don't know, maybe 20 seconds, 20, 30 seconds. But when I do that, there's like this instant bowl of light that goes over my food. And it's this brilliant white light. And it's just like, kapow, there it is. And lots of people have seen it. And they go, oh, how cute. You know, she's making a bowl of light over her food. And I just kind of smile because I realize that, you know, for me it's an important ritual to do. Not because I'm worried that there's something wrong with the food, but because I really truly am grateful. And I also am acknowledging everything, every bit of consciousness that I'm about to consume. And it will become other consciousness within me. It will become, you know, part of my cellular consciousness. Some of it won't. Some of it will become part of something else. But the whole point is, it all has consciousness. Now, wouldn't you rather have all of the consciousness in your food, in your clothes, in your electronics, in your house, in your car? Wouldn't you rather have all that working with you and happy to be working with you rather than cussing it out and kicking it and, you know, throwing it down, destroying it? Just a thought. You might want to think on that one a little bit. So these are things that you start with. Before you do any kind of work with manifestation where you're consciously using the power of your third eye. When you use the power of your third eye, you are stating to the universe, first of all, that you know that that's where the seat of manifestation is, and that you expect that whatever it is that you are creating is being created and coming to you, and you expect that you already have it. So by doing this kind of a practice, you know, you'll get better and better at it. And I think it'd be really cool to do what Sai Baba does, you know, just manifest a Rolex out of the air. That's pretty cool. Even the Vibhuti, you know, I mean, that's pretty cool stuff to be able to do that kind of a manifestation. But in reality, we're all manifesting unconsciously all the time. And we just kind of forget about it. And, you know, we tend to not pay attention to it. But as I've said for the last several years, you know, lots of people manifest on the negative side all the time and don't realize it. And then they wonder why the positive side doesn't work as well. Well, it's because you exercise the negative muscle. You know, so what you exercise more is what you're going to get more of. So this is when it becomes important to watch your speech and to speak in positive terms, so that you get the subconscious working with you. And that's why I love the whole thing that Noah St. John did with the affirmations, you know, getting your subconscious to work with you by saying, oh, why is it that I have this? Why is it that this is so easy now? Why is it that this always happens for me? The subconscious goes, I don't know. Let me go check it. And it goes and it finds out and it makes it happen. And I love the why questions because they are so easy. All you have to do is make sure that you are asking it in a positive manner as if it's already happened and you're just wondering, wow, why is that? And you'll start to see things really change for you when you do that. Now, if you do it in this position where you're thinking that question while you've got your tongue up against the roof of your mouth and you're focusing your attention from the center of your head to the third eye, and then you bring up the emotion of how great it is to have or be or, you know, whatever it is that you're asking about, you bring up that emotion, then it will happen very quickly. And of course, there's all kinds of things you can do to make that even more powerful, but that's the basic thing. You know, one of the things I think it's important for people to know is that you don't have to use any kind of technology to get what you want. You are the creator. You are the vortex. Okay? You're it. And as I've mentioned before, when I was traveling around, every once in a while I get somebody that'd be pretty belligerent and say, well, do we have to have this kind of equipment and spend all this kind of money to make this happen? And I just kind of look at him and go, no, haven't you been listening? You don't have to have any of this stuff. The only reason I haul all this stuff around is so you can get the feel for it, so that you will understand what being in the zero point field is, because that's like the void, okay? It's very similar anyway. It's the field of all possibility. And so you can attain that by meditation, because you're the one that's controlling the field, not any kind of technology, okay? I can use the technology that I have to create that field to the point where you can feel it if you've never felt it before. That's the value of that equipment. So it kind of gets people up to speed without them having to struggle through meditation for years and years and years. So what you want to do is realize, first of all, that you are the power. You don't have to ask anybody for that power. You are the power. And the subconscious serves you. Okay? It is the servant, not the master. Your spirit is the master. So hopefully your spirit's enough awake in this body that you get that. But if not, if this is a new thought for you, well, you got a lot of work to do. But basically, you don't need anything but you. The teacher is within you. You don't have to look outside for it. Everything that you want is within you, and everything that you need is within you. We are constantly creating. We are constantly destroying. They're two sides of the same coin. Sometimes you have to destroy something in order to create something better. So it's not one-sided, you know? We live in a world of duality. So if you're looking at the subconscious as your servant, then you realize that whatever you tell it to do, it's going to do. So this is something that might help you to be more conscious about positive languaging. Because when you're talking or thinking to yourself, you're actually talking to the subconscious. And the subconscious hears it loud and clear without any filters. So this is what causes blockages in a lot of people, because they don't realize they're shooting themselves in the foot continuously by what they say. When they say, oh, I couldn't do that, or, oh, you know, that never happens for me. When they say those kinds of things, the subconscious is listening, and it's very simple. Okay? It doesn't think. So it's going to take whatever you say as the absolute truth. One of the other things a lot of people are not aware of is the subconscious, the deep, deep subconscious, the one we don't normally have any knowledge of, that subconscious is actually always connected to all of the other consciousnesses in existence. So let me say that again. The deep subconscious is always connected to the consciousness in everything. And yes, that includes rocks, plants, animals, vegetables, minerals, things that we create. Did you know the things that we create have consciousness too? Everything has consciousness in it. Your subconscious is a piece of the cloud of subconscious mind, or non-local mind, as the physicists call it, that is always connected. So maybe you can start to see now how interesting it can be when you get that subconscious to work with you. And so that's why I try to bring you things that are going to help you in that direction. Because it will act as your servant if you realize it is. Otherwise, the ego is going to take control of it and do things you really don't want. Okay, so now how do we use this? As I said, you can put the tongue up against the roof of the mouth. Concentrate your attention in the very center of your head. And then see a stream of light. And it's going to go from the center of that little tiny gland right to the spot right between the eyes, that's about an inch above the bridge of your nose. And we're going to do that a little bit later. Then you're going to think what it is that you want straight out that spot, as if you had a third eye and it's open. Now, the reason that we do that is because conscious manifestation is really amazing. First of all, you can feel it. You can feel it going out there. You can feel it connecting with whatever it is that you've asked it to connect with. And you can probably see it, and then you're going to feel it come back, which is really cool. You know, when I first realized that's what was happening when we were doing the quantum vortex, I was like, wow, that was just amazing. The way that it just kind of, it comes back. And it comes right back into your third eye, goes right back into the center of your head, and then just goes right down through the throat chakra, down to the heart. And once it hits the heart, it kind of goes whoosh, and it whooshes out through your whole body. And then you walk around with that particular frequency just beaming, you know, and you attract what it is that you've asked for to you. It's pretty simple, really. But that's the quantum physics of it. And, you know, it doesn't have to be such a mystery. This is the time for mysteries to be over. Okay, this is the time when we have to wake up as humanity, as a species. You know, we've been way too lazy for too long. And now it's time to wake up because this big leap is coming. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I've about had enough of being here, and especially lately. And, you know, we need to change things. Things have to start serving the greater picture, the great plan of the source. And until we become back in alignment with that plan, we're going to continue to have problems. And this is something that all of nature has been lining up trying to tell us. It's like all these big earthquakes and everything that happened, it has to do with us. It's the upheavals within our own emotional fields that are causing these problems. We've got to stop it. You know, and it doesn't take that many of us to stop it, really. Because the power of loving positive intention is way more powerful than millions of negative intentions. It's not tit for tat, you know. They aren't matched equally. Love will trump fear any day. So that's why it's really important to do your part. Don't think that you're only one person and you can't make a difference. Because that would not be true. The truth is, every person makes a difference. And every moment of every day that you spend in the state of harmony and alignment is another moment that you're actually adding to this pot of humanity that's going to help all of us. And, oh, yeah, thanks, Carla, for that reminder. Yeah, animals, our pets, have been sticking to us like glue. I've been tripping over mine, too. They do not want to leave us alone right now. They are feeling the changes. I don't know what's going to happen to the animals when this big leap comes. You know, I mean, I know cats can get out of their bodies pretty quick and go any place they want. They can probably take those little furry bodies with them, too. They're sneaky that way, you know. If you've ever looked for a cat in a closed room where there's nothing they could hide in, and they're not there, then, you know what I'm talking about. They make their own little black holes. You know? Then you go back, and there they are, looking at you like, well, I've been here the whole time. So, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on. I mean, my guys have been all over me. I cannot sit down without having one of my cats sit on my chest, which is rather disconcerting when you just had a full meal, you know. But, and then the other guy's over on my leg. I mean, they just will not leave me alone. And even when I'm sitting working at the desk, they want to be on top of me constantly. It's like they're afraid that I could leave at any moment. And I keep telling them I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to make sure they're okay. But if you're going through this with your animals, you know, just pay a little more attention to them because they feel all these changes coming. They feel the worries that we have. And, you know, they're not so much afraid because our little animal companions are actually smarter than us where this is concerned. They come in and out of their bodies like nothing. It's only humans that get whacked out about it. For animals, it's no big deal. You know, they drop the body, they go into, you know, the waiting room for a while, and they come back in another body, or they go to another planet. You know, it's all consciousness. We can be whatever we want to be. We're not going to be humans forever. Okay? And we've been everything else at this point. This is why this leap is coming. We've all had time to be everything else. So, just watch the animals. You know, like I hate leaving mine alone now because I know they're feeling something coming. And I don't know what. You know, they probably know, but they're not telling me. Or maybe they're telling me I'm not listening. I don't know. You know how that goes. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to spiff up our manifestation abilities and really our connection. So that's what the meditation tonight is going to be about. And it'll be, you know, 20 or 30 minutes. We'll see. And I'm going to play some of the stuff in the background that you can get from my website. If you go to www.v2200.com and then click on products and scroll down through the audio, what I'm using is coming off of the relaxation and meditation CD set. And it's going to be pretty interesting stuff. You should feel pretty relaxed. So as usual, when we do a meditation, you know, if you're listening to this in your car, turn it off. All right. Before we go into the meditation, save it for another day. Save it for when you get home, because I am going to use the binaurals and isochronic tones here, which could tend to put you to sleep. It's going to get you very, very relaxed. So what you want to do for tonight is make sure you're someplace where you can listen to this. In a few minutes, we're going to start it. And I'm going to walk you through opening that connection from your pineal gland to your third eye more, opening that third eye, connecting everything to your heart, because things have to be done in balance, and also connecting through the crown chakra to your highest self, again, so things are done in balance. Because you know me, I don't like anybody to get knocked off their path because of something that I've done. So I like to make sure everybody's safe. And then we're going to do a grounding exercise afterwards, because I don't want you guys running outside and being wide open like that. Okay? So, in a few minutes, we're going to start that. So get yourself in a comfortable place. If you have a candle burning, make sure it's in something that, you know, is not going to fall over or near any curtains or something where a breeze could come and, you know, catch fire. Depending on how deep you go, that could be kind of a problem. Or put it in your sink. You know, someplace safe. Make sure you're safe, please. And turn off the telephone so that you don't get jangled. Turn off your cell phones, things like that. Or at least put them on vibrate. And these preparations are really important because when you go into meditation, especially when you go really deep, if there's anything that shocks you out of it, it can be a real problem. It can literally shock you right out of your body, and it could take a long time to get yourself all the way back in. And anybody that sees auras can see this stuff, and it looks really bizarre. It's like there's a retarded person hanging on you. You know? And I say retarded because it doesn't move quite like you, but it's like trying to get into you. And, you know, the movements are very, very off. So, you know, you want to make sure that you've been able to get yourself all the way back into your body. Sounds funny, but, you know, hey, been there, done that, okay? Like so many of these things I'm bringing to you guys, I experiment, you know? So I've had a couple of these really wacko things happen and had to have somebody fluff me back into my body. And it is like a fluffing. We used to laugh that we call it fluffing. It's what you're doing is waving your arms at the person, you know, and you're kind of herding that part of their spirit back into their body. And then finally it kind of clicks in and they're like, oh, wow, I feel a lot better. Yes, I've had a lot of fun in life. Okay, so is everybody ready? Are you in a comfortable spot? And make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. Make sure that you're safe. And I'm going to go ahead and start the music here. Okay. The first thing is to take a nice deep breath all the way down to your tummy and let it fall gently out of your body. And now another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Let it fall gently out of your body. And another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And let it fall gently out of your body. Now continue to breathe slow and deep, relaxing more with each breath. And now see yourself filled with a brilliant blue light, like a 4th of July sparkler, your safety light. Till every portion of your being is glowing and sparkling with this beautiful blue light. Take a deep breath and pulse it out of your body. Take another deep breath and pulse it beyond the room. Take another deep breath and pulse it beyond planet. Take another deep breath and pulse it throughout creation. Until all there is you floating in this brilliant blue, soft, comforting. And you tell yourself, this is the love of God, and I am safe. And now come back to your body, resting gently within it, and see a brilliant blue-white spark in the center of your head. And the colors are rolling and sparkling, and it's so brilliant and beautiful. And now see a stream of brilliant white light coming from the center of that portion, straight out through the middle of your forehead, where if you had a third eye, it would be. And see now an eye opening there in the center of your forehead, as it is bathed in this brilliant white light. Feel it opening gently, and glowing with this brilliant light. And notice that it sees more than your physical eyes see. And now see the white light in the center of your head going right down through your heart chakra and spinning. And a beautiful tricolored light comes from your heart. Blue and pink and gold. And it twirls around this brilliant shaft of white light, racing up to the center of your head and right out the top of your head through the crown chakra, going faster and faster, twirling and twirling, white, pink, blue, gold, straight up to your highest self. Feel the vibration. And the lights further go down through your feet, all the way into the center of Mother Earth. This braided string of beautiful, beautiful lights. And now from the center, from the pineal gland in your head, these beautiful tricolor lights wrap around the beam of white light going to your third eye. And they twist and twine and twirl. And now your eye has color. What color is the iris of your third eye? See it fully forming now. Feel it being charged with the power of connection with your highest self, with Mother Earth, indeed with all of creation. Now take a deep breath and switch on a searchlight, like a laser beam that fires out from the center of your third eye, out, out, out into the universe and beyond. Feel it streaking out to find places of beauty and rest and healing and abundance, prosperity, intelligence, consciousness, awareness, compassion, connection. And now see that beam playing throughout the creation. And as it plays, it picks up those qualities that will help you to increase your connection with your highest self and with divine oneness, the source of all that is. See these things coming back along the beam from your third eye, like they're on a conveyor belt, packages beautifully wrapped gifts from the source of all that is, God itself. And as each package comes to you, see the brilliance, the colors, the ribbons, and see them absorbed into you through the third eye. And with each one, as it's absorbed, take a deep breath and feel it pulse throughout your entire being. Each one, feel the gratitude within your heart and say, thank you. I accept this. Thank you. I am grateful. Feel the beauty of each gift. That is, it is absorbed into you. Feel the love of our Creator, the life that we are all a part of. Feel how you have been renewed by simply opening your third eye and seeing the truth of your connection. Feel the vibrance within your cells as every cell in your body responds with love and acknowledges the connection. Now feel a beautiful clarity coming into your third eye. Beautiful. It feels like magic eye wash, and it clears any gunk out of your third eye. It refreshes, and it helps you to see better. It especially helps you to see beauty and love and truth, which can never be hidden from you again. Now Now take a deep breath and see the pineal gland in the center of your head clearing up even more as this exchange of light between you and the creation cleans it and nourishes it. See the light go into every nook and cranny and revitalize your pineal gland. Such a beautiful gland in the center of your head. It does so much. Take a deep breath and increase the light there. Feel it as it vibrates and comes back to life, healed, functioning, connected. Breath to expand throughout your entire body. Pulling those lights back to the center of your heart. Leaving the one that's connected to your highest self. Pulling all the other ones back into your body. Pull them back all the way. And notice how bright and shiny you are now. Take a deep breath and feel this beautiful energy swirl around your body, sealing any breaks, any leakages, completely sealing your aura with a beautiful silver net. That glows so brilliantly. You are surrounded with white light. Okay. Now we're ready to come back to full consciousness in the body. So start moving around a little bit. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take a deep breath and let it out explosively fast. Laugh. Cough. Whatever. Feel yourself within the body. And if you're in a place where you can do this, stand up carefully. Feet flat on the floor, shoulder width apart. Eyes closed if you can. And see a brilliant emerald green light streaking up from the center of Mother Earth, up through the bottoms of your feet, all the way up through your body, out the top of your head, out into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the back of the cosmos, back into Mother Earth, so that you stand connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light and grounded to Mother Earth. And now see a brilliant golden light coming from the center of God itself, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, down through your body, crashing out through the bottoms of your feet, right into the center of Mother Earth herself, up the back, through the back of the cosmos, into the back of God itself, so that now you stand connected with the brilliant golden light of the source of all that is. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light streaking out in front of you, splitting in half as it goes through the heart of God itself, and out the back through the hearts of everything in creation, including Mother Earth, and back through the back of your heart, so that now you are connected with two rings of brilliant hot pink light through the heart of God itself to the heart of everything in creation. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Okay, you can open your eyes. Wiggle around, make sure you're completely back, please, especially if you have to drive someplace now. Is everybody back? Hello? Wake up! Wake up, wake up! Come back! I know it's kind of hard to do that after you've been out on a trip like that. But do come back. And please keep a note of what goes on with you in the coming weeks with this. And I'm asking this because what we just did was increase the flow to your third eye, the seat of manifestation, which is what you need to do before you really start manifesting wildly. So that should help you with all of your efforts now. And remember, the safest way to do this is to just do the whys. You know, go ahead and access the pineal gland by putting your tongue behind your front teeth on the roof of your mouth. And thinking your why questions after you fire up the pineal gland. You know, remember to connect your heart and connect to your highest self. And connect to your third eye, so you have a three-way connection there. And then think your why questions. You don't even have to speak them, you can just think them. And just get your emotion into it. And that will help you to manifest. And remember to be as clear about what you're asking for as possible. Clarity is really important. Don't worry if you didn't see anything when we did this. It doesn't matter. You still move the energy. And yeah, it is a Christmassy feeling. I didn't think about that. My subconscious wanted to have some fun, apparently. So you all got presents. The thing is that, you know, when you do these kinds of energetic things, whether you see anything or not, it's still happening. Now, I think we were wired that way because the source kind of knew that at some point we were going to be like a bunch of doofuses and think that we couldn't do things. And it's kind of like, you know, when we did the quantum vortex thing, I had people that openly defied me as if I had anything to do with it. And said, oh, you know, I'm beyond this. I don't think this is going to work, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think, because it's not about me. It's about what you have asked for. And it's about being in alignment with your path. And so whenever something is going on that you're sincerely asking for, then it's going to happen. So like a lot of times what will happen with me is I have no idea what I'm asking for, you know. you know, everybody thinks I go into the quantum vortex and I've got this big list or something. It's like, no, I go in there and I say, show me the next step in whatever it is that I want to work on. Or just sometimes I'll just say, show me the next step on my path. And then things happen. Amazing things happen. Things that I would never even have thought of. And so this is why, you know, it's important to have some clarity and to ask your why questions with some clarity. You know, and to dream. Dreaming is fine. Dreaming's great. You know, when you dream of something that you would like to do, it's usually your highest self talking to you. And it puts that image in your mind and kind of points you in that direction, because it's always working for your bliss and for your learning. You know, and you might have noticed by now that being on the earth is not exactly a blissful experience, even if you try to make it that. Because there's all these things that keep interfering. And so, you know, all we can do is work on it as much as we can, stay in bliss, stay in love and in harmony as much as we can. And that's about it. You know, things are going to interfere. You know, just don't let them throw you off your path. Because anything that comes in, the experience is what we're supposed to be doing. Experience it fully and let it go. Because we're here to experience. And we're bringing back that knowledge of what we felt and what we learned. We're bringing that back to the source. So it continually grows. So there's no end. So Dom says he felt like he was sitting in a room in a ring of people, with me in the room. Well, yes, I was there, Dom. I saw me there. And I saw a bunch of people, too. So that's pretty cool. And I really want to see, you know, what you guys experienced with this. Please don't be bashful about dropping me a line, okay? Just email me, dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. Email me and let me know, please. Because there are things that I'm checking with these things, too, when I give you a meditation. I'm working on refining things and, you know, getting people to that spot quicker. So it helps me to have some feedback on these things, even though Spirit just like runs it through me. So I just kind of, you know, just spit it out. But it's nice to have some feedback so I know what, you know, how powerful it is for people, you know, what's happening with them and things like that. So I appreciate you guys on the fast chat, you know, writing what you're experiencing there. And would appreciate if you would drop me an email and, you know, detail things too. Okay, boy, that hour went pretty quick. Alrighty. So, I think that's got enough to keep you guys busy probably for the next year. Just that one meditation. You're going to find that it does some really amazing things for you. So, what else? I think that was all I needed to talk to you about tonight. So, this show has been brought to you by Hydramay Skin Nutrition at www.hydramay.com, HYDRAME.com, Hydramay. All natural, all organic, wonderful skin nutrition. Slathered on, your skin just eats it right up. And so please do give that a try if you haven't done that yet. And it is very reasonably priced because the people that made it know that it's needed. So that's pretty cool stuff, and they are our wonderful sponsor. So I'm very, very happy to be able to tell you guys about that. And I'm very happy to be with you. I appreciate you listening. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Time to awake from your sleep.
rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Away.